Now it's time for some of the letters to the Evening News. There is always a variety of topics on the letters page of the Evening News, some on very topical local issues, some political, and some quite random. We hope we have chosen a few this week that you will find interesting. First of all, B Furness of Wroxham takes up the issue of solar panels and bemoans the fact that they are not obligatory on every new built home. He writes, "While travelling around the country and seeing the large amount of new homes being built, I was surprised to notice how the vast majority are still not built with solar panels. Photovoltaic PV systems being included. Since 2010, the government has made it obligatory for energy companies to pay owners of solar panels for energy they generate and feed into the electricity grid system through the feed-in tariff process. Importantly also, of course, the homeowner benefits from being able to use some of the energy generated and hence lowers their purchase of energy charges. Building regulations seems to lag behind in a number of areas. Thankfully, in addition to having to include a range of energy-saving measures in new build homes that last from next year, solar cells will have to be installed as a standard 150,000 new electricity-producing units a year potentially. What a shame that these measures were not taken a decade ago."
Another relatively modern invention, the mobile phone, or at least its overuse, gets a blast from Glyn Linder of Frettenham. The increasing obsession with mobile phones was highlighted again recently, with a Conservative MP being accused of finding the inappropriate use of his more interesting than the debate he was attending in the House of Commons. The World Snooker Championship over the past fortnight has also been repeatedly interrupted by the sound of mobiles. What part of "turn that phone off" can people not comprehend? I have always said that MPs should be banned from using them during debates, and in events such as snooker tournaments, where silence is expected during matches, simply eject any individual who is incapable of resisting the lure of these intrusive objects.
Peter Orford of Norwich writes about birds and says we cannot take them for granted. "Can we spare a thought for our fine feathered friends? There is much in the columns recently about the negative aspect of these beautiful creatures. The fact they, like ourselves, defecate, except, unlike us, they have a tendency to sit in trees and do this. But it is not a deliberate act of provocation. Cars have caused the recent outrage, and owners want the trees lopped back or removed. Remove the habitat and remove the birds. Soon there won't be any birds. We are experiencing yet again a drought, with March 50 to 60% down and April equally dire. Our avian friends are part of the ecological system that humans have impacted upon. They, like us, require food throughout the year, along with the water, and water is now the main stress. Also, we are in No-Mow May, Google it, which is an attempt to give our struggling insect and bee population a chance to gather pollen from dandelions, daisies, and other plants that inhabit our lawns. This includes hedges and hedgerows in which some of our beleaguered native birds are trying to nest. Climate change will not only be affecting us, but it is heavily impacting those species which for many years we have taken for granted. So please, spare a thought for these beautiful creatures which fill our mornings and evenings with their songs and struggle to raise their families and refrain from cutting lawns and put water out for them to drink." And then to round off the bird theme, we get the first letter reporting the cuckoo from Diana Palmer of Little Ryborough. "Just heard the cuckoo for the first time this year, Wednesday, the 4th of May.